This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. For the first time in roughly 17 years, the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indians has a new leader. 39-year-old Kenneth Kahn took over as tribal chairman Thursday night following the results of a special election. He replaces Vincent Armenta, who resigned from his position midway through the current term in order to attend culinary school in New York. The newly elected Kahn says he's humbled in the new role and prepared to bring a fresh approach to the position.
Communication is a key point of my platform. I certainly welcome dialogue. I don't mind the challenging conversations. I am a generation younger, so I think there's a lot of opportunity that comes from that.
Kahn says he grew up on the reservation and has seen tremendous changes during that time. He says the Chumash community's economic success happened only recently and now gives the tribe the ability to provide basic necessities and more.
Being able to take the history and the past and the wonderful memories and even the challenges and being able to learn from those is extremely important in creating a platform on how we go about making decisions today.
Kahn's current term runs out next March. Randall White, KCBX News.